It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds, in for Bill Radke. Seattle has a new police chief designate. This week, Mayor Jenny Durkan chose Carmen Best, a 25-year veteran of the SPD. We're joined by Mayor Durkan and Carmen Best. Welcome to both of you.
So great to be here.
And Carmen Best, congratulations to you. This must be a great week for you.
It's been a wonderful week. Thank you. I'm very, very excited.
One concern about your appointment was that your longstanding service with the Seattle Police Department might make it difficult for you to take some of the reform steps still necessary. Here's how lawyer and former mayoral candidate Nikita Oliver put it.
Well, she made a great case as to who she is and how she's worked in the city and how everybody knows her and a lot of people love her. Reality is the sort of reforms that need to be pushed forward in the Seattle Police Department require someone who's going to be willing to take a heavy hand.
Carmen Best, will you as chief need to take a heavy hand to continue these reforms?
Well, I'm going to assume that that means, you know, in regards to discipline. And what I can tell you is that I want to make sure that we hold everybody accountable in the department for good, fair, and just policing. That is a priority. At the same time, I'm going to make sure that officers have the support that they need to do their job with equity and fairness and justice. And that is where I stand, and I think that is going to move us forward for a continued culture of innovation and improvement within the organization.
Ross, I would echo that with the chief. One of the main reasons that I selected her was we've worked together on these issues for a long period of time, including when we were doing reform efforts. And Carmen was one of the people in the department, had to be quiet at the time, but who was a strong ally in making sure that we got the reforms in place under the consent decree. We can't afford to lose any ground under that, and I have every confidence that Chief Best knows how to not just make the reforms stick, but how to continually innovate and become a better police department.
Let's talk about that. The Seattle Police has been under a Justice Department consent order to reduce biased policing and unnecessary use of force. Earlier this year, a federal judge found that the Seattle Police Department has fulfilled its responsibilities, but now these reforms have to be sustained for another 2 years. Mayor Durkan, you're a former U.S. attorney for Western Washington. You're familiar with this process. What's going to be the most challenging part of sustaining those reforms for the next 2 years?
Yeah, and Ross, you know, I think I'm probably the only mayor in the country whose police department is under a consent decree that I signed as U.S. attorney. So I am very, very familiar with the obligations, and being in the courtroom last week was a really good thing to remind all of us that we have a strong obligation towards the federal court, towards the community, and towards the officers to make sure that we do it right under the consent decree so that we can get it lifted in 2 years. So keeping sustainment, the thing that we've talked about, the chief and I, is this is not just a checkbox process. We want to make sure that we don't just stay in compliance, that we're continually looking at what are those other areas that we need to continue to improve. How do we make sure, for example, that we have both officer wellness and better engagement with the community? How do we build community trust in the police department? All of these things are things that aren't one of the boxes you check to stay in sustainment, but if we don't do those things, we won't have the police department that Seattle deserves.
I think there's agreement that the death of Charlena Lyles at the hands of Seattle police was a terrible outcome, but some point to it as being emblematic of the Seattle Police Department's continued use of unnecessary force. Carmen Best, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you that it was a terrible, terrible tragedy, and one that really shook a lot of people. A lot of folks walked away from there. Pretty much everyone walked away from there feeling devastated about the incident. One of the things that we're always doing is looking to continually approve and any responses that we have so that we can be better at responding at these types of things. The department is going to continue, as the mayor said, not just to check a box, but to move forward on building trust and legitimacy with the community that we serve. And the Charlena Lyles incident, while very, very tragic, an incident we're going to continue to look at to help us get better at responding at these types of things.
The police officers' union has been viewed by some as an impediment to reform. Previous Seattle police chiefs have disciplined officers only to have those decisions reversed by union appeals. Carmen Best, how do you exercise authority at the department when your personnel decisions can be undone?
Well, I don't think there's a chief across America that isn't dealing with that very issue. But what I will tell you is that any decision that I make will be made to hold people accountable. It will be fair, it'll be just, and it will be something that makes sure that people are accountable to the community that we serve and that we're doing the job that we need to do. I don't have control outside of the, with that process, but my decision making will always be fair and just.
Mayor Durkan, what are your thoughts on that? The police officers' union is sometimes perceived as kind of hampering reform efforts. What do you think?
Well, two things. One, I echo what the chief says in terms of her ability to hold people accountable. And one of the things that she and I have talked about that is once she's confirmed, there's a process by which the new chief coming in can hit the reset button and make sure that the old discipline matrix don't apply to her ability to hold people accountable, which she wants to do to make sure that everyone knows she's chief. In terms of the Officers Guild being an impediment, we're at the table with them right now trying to get a contract, and we've been working with them on a range of issues. I think what the public needs to understand is while they believe that there are things happening in reform that affected their workplace and therefore have to be bargained and that they've gone without a contract for 3 years, police officers are not standing in the way of reform. They are wearing the body cameras. They're going through the de-escalation training. They're working with the crisis intervention people. And it's, you know, we are having thousands of interactions between people in crisis and the police every year, and yet we're performing very well. We've had tragedies that we have to learn from, for example, the death of Charlena Lyles, but literally lives have been saved because of not just the training, but what the officers are doing on the street. And so I think what people need to know is I'm pretty optimistic about our ability to move forward with the Guild.
Carmen Best, does the diversity in the Seattle Police Department reflect the diversity of the city it serves?
Yeah, we're working really hard to make sure that the police department reflects the community that we serve. And in most areas, we're doing pretty okay on that, but a few areas where we need to improve, and we're working really hard to have the strategies in place with our human resources folks and our recruiters to make sure that we are intentionally and deliberately bringing in a wide variety of people into the department that reflect the community that we serve. It's been very clear both in the past and certainly with our new mayor that this is a priority for us.
What are the areas where you would like to see more diversity, Carmen Best?
Well, obviously, I like to see more women in the department and certainly more people of color in certain areas as well, in areas where we might not have as many as we could. And we're just always looking to bring in as many people to reflect the community, as I said earlier, as we possibly can. We're being very deliberate about that.
Do you live in Seattle, Carmen Best?
Yes, I have a place in Seattle.
And do a large percentage of Seattle police live outside the city?
More live outside the city than live within the city.
Is that a problem?
I don't see that as a problem. I think the work, as the mayor said earlier, the officers are doing the work that we're asking them to do. They're wearing the body-worn cameras. They're reducing the uses of force in the field. They're utilizing de-escalation. They're all involved in crisis intervention. So the service that the community is getting from the officers is good service, regardless of where they reside.
Mayor Durkan, what's your read on the council? Do you foresee a smooth council approval process for Police Chief Designate Carmen Best?
I do. I think that Chief Best has broad support on the council. We'll have the first hearings next week. I think you'll see a lot of support from people throughout the city for her nomination. I think you'll see it from officers like rank and file, but also the chief and I have been out the last 2 days walking in all parts of the city, just meeting with people, talking to people. And I will tell you that people feel good about her as chief. They feel good about what she means to the department. I think that having this change at this time in the city of Seattle is a really positive thing. I mean, we are, in many ways, it's very historic. I think that of the top 20 cities in America, we will be the only city that has a woman mayor and woman chief of police, which is a historic thing, which I think people can be proud of. And I also think we're going to continue to build. I echo what Chief Best said on diversity. We need to do better there. We need to find ways to recruit people because ultimately that helps put trust in the department if people see people like themselves. And so we're really looking at how do we, for example, have more Native Americans on the police department because that's an area we're very much lacking. How do we make sure we have immigrant and refugees represented, whether it's the East African community, the Somalian community, whoever it is. So we're looking at all those things and ways we can do. We're stealing ideas from some of the other candidates. And we're gonna continue to move forward and build the best department to be even better. I'll close with one thing, Ross, is part of the process we went through to choose the chief of police is a site selection selection team went out to all of the sites where the candidates came from. So the same people went to Pittsburgh and Austin and Wisconsin and really were doing in-depth review of the candidates. And it included former council member and mayor Tim Burgess. And when they came back, their views of Carmen Best went up even more because our police department is considered a national leader. And we are so much further along on the reforms of having a modern police department, which doesn't mean we can't do more.
Right.
We know we have to do more, but we are really doing much better than other parts of the country.
Mayor Jenny Durkin and Acting Police Chief and Police Chief Designate Carmen Best, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW.